It's Spain and Company. Sarah Spain, Jordan Cornette joining us now on ESPN Radio. Horse participant, nay, horse winner, Allie Quigley, who downed CP3 on her kind of loose, maybe a little bit friendly home rim. Allie, first of all, can we just talk about if there was ever an argument for the WNBA salaries to increase, just look at the setups between Trae Young's the only one rocking the regular driveway setup. All the other guys have got like perfectly manicured trees surrounding a compound. I loved that you were just on the side court of a house and just sinking everything.
I know, right? I was a little insecure about my court before, and just seeing the sport courts, I was like, oh, wow, here we go. The comments are going to come.
Well, they all the ones I saw were very positive, and I'm going to go ahead and brush the dirt off me and Sarah's shoulders. We have pegged you to win this thing.
That's right.
We did so before yesterday's performance. It's only made us feel a lot better. Dare I ask, Allie, how do you prepare for a horse competition?
Wow. You just get out there, just try to be creative, maybe watch some YouTube videos, ask your friends and family for some advice, have some shots, and just get lucky, really.
I'm curious, you know, your wife, Courtney Vandersloot, is a teammate of yours on the Sky. I saw you posting videos, which was what Jordan and I were talking about. You got a leg up because you got another pro in the house for rebounding, for coaching, but was there any tension in the house that she was not also selected to participate in this horse competition?
Not really, to be honest. I was probably more mad than her. I'm like, come on, you should be in it too. Like, how are there only two WNBA players and
right?
one former? Like, come on. But no, there wasn't. She was happy to follow me around and get all the good angles.
Sloot's pass first anyway. She's a pass first
point
guard. She likes to set everybody. She likes to set everybody up. Allie, I had a lot of fun watching your team this past season and calling a few of the Sky's games. One of the great surprises of the WNBA, although if we would have asked the women on the team, they probably would have expected the success you guys had. One of the things that is probably unexpected to a lot of people in the league, though, is how much better you seem to get with time. You never really found your footing in the beginning of your professional career, but you have found a home in your hometown. What has allowed you to find such a groove for these last 5-6 years in Chicago?
Honestly, I think it's just been the opportunity. I was lucky enough to get a lot of minutes coming off the bench and was able to get Sixth Woman of the Year. And then when Amber Stocks was hired, she was like, there's no chance you're not starting. And I really wasn't expecting that year. And I think ever since just starting and getting more of a chance, it's just been up from there, just getting better with experience and figuring out, you know, what I'm the best at and just kind of sticking to that little window.
Yeah, it's funny you mentioned that, Jordan. I wrote a story about Allie back in 2013, making her way back to the Chicago area to play for the Sky after playing in, I think, four other WNBA cities. And at that point, it was more about her famous sports family that had ties all over the city. And shortly after your return is really when things started to heat up. How much of that is about finding like the right team that has a role for you? Because you've always had a stroke. You weren't able to really hang on and be that true six man that you've become until more recently.
Yeah, definitely. I think it's all about opportunity. And, you know, once I had Pokey just kind of give me the minutes, it was, I think I started with 20 to 23 minutes during my Sixth Woman of the Year campaigns. And with that, you just get confident and you play different. When you're confident with that opportunity, you're not making those, you know, scared mistakes anymore like maybe I did in the past. So I think it's really just about confidence and opportunity.
Allie, I got to admit, I'm very nervous. There's only one way I see you losing this thing. And this is how
I already know where you're going with this.
Sarah, Chicagoan. I lived in Chicago. No, I'm not going where you guys think.
Okay, okay.
Sarah, Chicagoan. I lived in Chicago for a long time. You're a Chicagoan. What are you going to do, and is there a contingency plan if Chicago goes all Chicago and pours down some snow on you and you're out on that court? What are we going to do, Allie, to still secure this dunk?
I don't know. I was hoping that Zach would be in the same city so he'd have the same obstacle. But he's out west, but there could be rain out there. I don't know. But the secret that I don't know if a lot of people know is that it's already filmed. So Whoa. I had a good day. Let's just say that. I had a good day.
She had a good day. Whoa. Okay,
A good weather day.
A good weather day. She amends it after. I think she slipped up, Jordan. I think that was a tease right there.
Maybe I'm trying to just confuse everyone.
Honestly, that makes a lot more sense. We're kind of morons for not assuming that you did it all at once. I mean, you had all the cameras set up. Everyone's on their cords. Like, why wouldn't you just keep playing? Duh. Sarah Spain, Jordan Cornette. We're talking to Allie Quigley of the Chicago Sky. Chicago Sky.
That'd be a really unfortunate name.
That would be a
name.
Bad name, unfortunately.
Be a really ugly logo.
Yeah, the Chicago Pink Eyes. They come when you least expect.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
She defeated Chris Paul. What I was going to say about Zach LaVine is they gave very strict rules, no dunking. But he got pretty tricky with it in playing a retired Paul Pierce, making him jump, trying to make him use the athleticism, touch the backboard with this hand and then shoot with the other after going underneath it. Were you told in advance that those kind of tricks would be okay? Because I can't imagine him pulling them on a WNBA player.
I mean, they didn't get too specific with the guidelines. All they said was no dunking, so... Of course, I was like, okay, no problem.
It really slows me down. But wow, the fact that this already happened makes this interview. Now all I want to do, Jordan, is try to trick her into telling us what happened.
Yeah, it's like how we view the Bachelor, Sarah. You know, we don't go and read the spoilers so me and Sarah can stay through it. Please, Allie, don't judge us for that, which leads me kind of to my next question. What are you consuming on television to pass you by, or is there a great book you're reading? We take suggestions here on the show.
I've been watching a lot of TV shows, to be honest. We just finished All American on Netflix.
That's a nice, wholesome
sports show. Yeah, so that one, I'm a big American Idol fan, so I look forward to that every week. Those are my two main ones, but for the most part, I'm trying not to just stare at the TV all day, and I'm trying to do projects around the house, be outside if the weather's good enough, and just get stuff done.
Dominate NBA players and horse, become a
champion. Just play horse on ESPN. No big deal.
It's Spain and Company on ESPN Radio, ESPN app, Sirius XM Channel 80, talking to Allie Quigley of the Chicago Sky. I've been watching American Idol, too, but I think they're done because everything was taped is done now, and now they would be doing it live with us voting, and so I think we might be out of luck for a while on that one.
I know. Yeah. I watched something last night, and it was just like a recap, and I was like, no, this isn't it.
They're stretching it out at this point. I'm curious, when you're on TV, you know, playing in this horse matchup, did you hear from anybody unexpected or maybe former coaches or any of the, I heard a lot of people going in saying that they were rooting for you and Tamika no matter what.
I think a lot of high school friends and maybe old coaches definitely were surprising, just because I'm sure they don't watch every single WNBA game, but absolutely everyone was watching last night. So I heard from people that I haven't talked to in years. So that was kind of cool.
Yeah. You know, Allie, me and Sarah were talking the other day as we were excited to, A, pick you to win a competition, but also have you on the show at a later date, which is today. We were talking about what it's like to work with your significant other. You working with your wife and Courtney Vandersloot, that is such an interesting situation, because I said, I know how I am with my significant other. We cannot necessarily take in-home out professionally and make it work every day. Yet the chemistry with you two on the floor was seamless. Were there ever rough days at home where you came in and you're like, man, she's still going to be handling the basketball and set me up to shoot this thing. I better just defer so I can still get the rock in this matchup tonight.
Yeah, I mean, we're human, so there are those days when it's like, okay, had a rough one at practice or had an argument here and there, but for the most part, I feel like we've mastered it. Like you said, it's a unique situation to be able to, you're working with your significant other and obviously coming home, so it's really 24/7 together, even overseas, so... it's different than what most people experience, but we've kind of mastered it, and it's a blessing, really. We've got to do, everything together, explore the world, see so many cool places, so it's pretty awesome.
Before we let you go, we're running out of time, but I have to ask, what's up with the fake dog?
Oh, everyone's asking about. It's Max. His name is Max. He was here with the house before we bought it, and apparently he... scared away the ducks. There was ducks in the pool a lot, and he was scaring them away. So, but we just kept him. We like him. A lot of people think he's real, but
at first I did, and then I was like, "That dog's not moving. That's definitely
he's not moving.
A fake." All right. Well, maybe that's the lucky token there. Maybe he's bringing you the luck in this horse game. We look forward to seeing how it ends, even though it already did. Thanks for joining us, Allie.
No problem. Thanks for having me.